son, Baruch Hashem, got married a little over a month ago. He had just come back from Eretz Yisrael, and he had just started to learn how to drive on the highways. So, it was Sheva Brochus in Muncie, and he had never driven before from Lakewood to Muncie, from Lakewood to New York. So his first trip, driving from Lakewood to New York, and this time it was to Muncie, was to his Sheva Brochus. So as the Sheva Brochus was ending, I went over to him. I said, you know, you're driving back now to Lakewood. You know, you must be tired. He's a brand new driver, driving on highways, a little complicated getting out of Muncie. I said, maybe you could use a coffee. So he said, yeah, I sure could use a coffee. So I went over to the Chassidish person that was the caterer by the Sheva Brochus. I said, do you happen to have any coffee? The chassan's tired, he could use a coffee. He says, no, I don't have any coffee. And he looked, it was in a school where they did this catering thing, and he checked, it was like whatever they had, it wasn't a shul, a school, that it was locked in hours, and there was no way to get any coffee. So he says to me and my son, you know, there's a shul that has coffee a couple blocks away in Muncie, and he explains to us, all you have to do is go out of the shul, and you make the first left, then you make another right, and then you make another left. And me and my son are both not from Muncie. We both were like, lost very quickly. Then I said to the caterer, I said, by the way, is there a shul? Is there a sign on the shul that says it's a shul? He says, no, there's no sign on this shul, but you'll figure it out. You can tell it's a shul. Just make a left and a right and a left. And me and my son both didn't have. We figured, okay, what could you do? I have to drive home without a coffee. The next day, I met my son. I said, no, so how was your trip home? He said, oh, I had such a geschmack of coffee. I was able to drive good home. I said, you were able to follow those directions to that shul? He said, no. 10 minutes later, the Chassidish guy, the caterer himself, the boss, came back with two cups of coffee. He says, I saw that you didn't have had to go. So I drove over to the shul, and I brought you back two cups of coffee. One is a strong one is a lighter one. I don't know which one do you like. And I asked my son, so which one did you take? I said, I was very tired. I said, I took both. He mixed them together. Then he says, 1 minute. Yeah, I know that you're fleishig. The caterer took some of his power of ice cream, mixed it into the coffee. My son said it was delicious, the most delicious coffee. He mixed the power of ice cream into the coffee, gave him the coffee, and he drank it. I have to say, I was knocked off my feet from this chesed. Who would think of doing such a thing? A caterer, it's getting late at night already. His job is over. He sees that a yid, Chassan, is tired to drive home. He sees he doesn't have the directions how to get a coffee, where to go. He himself went, drove over, picked up the coffee, put the coffees together, mixed the thing, gave him the coffee. I was knocked off my floor. That's a chesed that it wouldn't have dawned on me to do. But let's just put into perspective. We've said over so many times in these podcasts that the Peleoyet says doing a chesed for someone is a mitzvah d'iraisa. He says it's greater than doing psicha by ne'ila on Yom Kippur. It's greater to give someone an egg, to do someone a chesed, to give someone a coffee. It's greater than getting mafter yoina, doing a chesed for someone. Doing a chesed for someone is greater than being samik by a bris. If someone would tell you, all you have to do is just make a left and a right and a left, and you'll drive a few minutes and go back, and I'm giving you sandikais, I'm giving you psicha by ne'ila, I'm giving you the aliyah mafter yoina, and chosim bereshis and chosim toira, wouldn't a person do it? All it takes is this mindset. Doing a chesed for someone, especially someone who's tired, driving at night, and he's a chassan, and it's a chesed that's efshar lasis hayday acherim, can't be done for someone else, he can't get the coffee himself, he'll be stuck. Such a chesed is more powerful than all those things put together. Once we get that mindset, we'll learn to grab the chesed that Hashem sends our way, which is the mitzvah, the rites of chesed. And like we've said so many times, that the only way to be saved from chevelei Mashiach is to be oisik in Torah and gemilas chasadim. May we all learn from this simple, straightforward, fascinating chesed of this caterer.